This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I hope you're doing great today and having a fantastic week so far. Being Wednesday, I love the fact we have another half of the week coming on that's going to be even better than the first half. Amen. So that is our decree today. So I'm glad you guys decided to join with us today. As always, you guys are part of our family, our friends here at the ministry, and I am so honored and blessed to call you guys friends. And so, by the way, I want to talk to you guys today about something I think you guys will all find very interesting, right? So I'm naming the podcast Three-Dimensional Seeing. Three-Dimensional Seeing. Because a lot of times people tend to ask me questions when it deals with seeing into the spirit realm, being a seer, having a seer ability, you know, having dreams. I'm a dream interpreter, as many of you know. I actually interpret at least several, if not more, dreams a day. And I give prophetic words from what spirit is saying all day long in my office. And so I'm always a busy bee trying to dive into spirit and figure out exactly what's being said to each one of you guys. And sort of helping interpret your dreams, your visions, and everything. I love doing what I do. And I've been doing this for over 35 years, and I'm loving every single moment of it. I really am. And so today, when we deal with three-dimensional seeing, I want to break this down for each one of you because I believe it's highly important we begin to really understand when we get something from Spirit, we get something from the Lord, what exactly does that look like? How am I supposed to, you know, receive it? What's going on? And I think it's important that we begin to really understand exactly what this all represents and means to us, right? So, let's say, for example, many of us might receive something from the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden we're like, man, I got this prophetic word for somebody, or I got this dream, and so what do we do? Whether you realize it or not, because you're human, and that's not a bad thing because God made us humans, and so don't ever feel like because you're human with flesh and blood and bones that it's a negative, bad, evil thing. It's not. It's a mindset of the flesh, we call it. It's a mindset of what we call limitation. I'm not even a big fan when people say, you know, my flesh is acting up. You know, it's a big spiritual term. My flesh. Well, that's maybe mentioned one or two words in the Bible, but if you really look at what's being said and what this means in the original language, it basically means I'm affected by my mindset. My mindset is playing a game with me. My mindset is actually teaching me or showing me or, you know, or reiterating this or this or this. Because the mind is always teaching us negative things, and the mind is always reaffirming negative things. The mind is always reaffirming sometimes positive things. So when we say, you know, my flesh made me do it, what we're truly meaning is the fact that my mindset made me do this, because the way I perceive life, actually, it plays out within a mindset, then it puts action behind it, and I begin to fulfill that prophecy that my mindset's wanting to sort of decree to my body, to my life, to my atmosphere. So when we're dealing with three-dimensional seeing, let's break this down for each one of you. So let's say, for example, you get something from the Lord in a dream or a vision or whatever. Okay, so when you do, you have to remember, the spirit realm has many dimensions to it. It's got layers upon layers upon layers of dimension after dimension after dimension. So a lot of times we tend to say, oh, I got something from God, and here's what it is. Here's what I saw in my dream. This is what it looks like. And that's why it's highly important we begin to get an interpreter to be able to understand, because people outside of yourself can actually get more of a download from the spirit to begin to understand what's being given to you. The reason why we can prove this is because we look at the, I think it's King Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel in the Bible. And yet he had to have an interpreter outside of himself, but yet he was a king. And so here's the idea. Just because you're a king, or just because you're a leader, or just because you're whatever you are, if you're a doctor, attorney, no matter what or who you are, no matter what role you play, all of us need someone outside of us that is trained within their expertise to be able to help you, because you can never ever, and think of it from a biblical point of view, everybody needed someone outside of themselves. That's why we say every joint supplies. So before I dive into the three-dimensional, let's talk about why you need someone to help you with these things, okay? Now, I wrote a lot of this in my new book that came out not too long ago called Seers, because it's very important to understand when we deal with seers. It's actually called Seers, the Eyes of the Kingdom, and I have the book and the workbook. And the reason why I want you guys to download the book and the workbook, or either order the book and the workbook, is because you need to understand what a seeing ability is. A seeing ability is something that every one of us has. Very few of us train ourselves within that aspect, because many of us don't realize that we're actually anointed or called to have the ability to be able to see. And so it's almost like saying, you know, many are called but few are chosen, which means everyone can see in the spirit realm, but yet when we apply that verse to, let's say, this ability of to see, that means everyone has the ability to see, but there are few that actually dare to believe it and dare to dive into it and build their spiritual muscles up in the seeing ability. And then there are those we consider prophets that actually are the seeing ability of an office type of mentality, because they're going to have more of the highest effect and highest visual when it deals with the power of seers. So everyone has the ability to see, though. So when we're dealing with seeing, we have to remember it's important. Why did people need Jesus? Why couldn't they just sort of do it themselves? You know, why couldn't people just do this themselves? Why couldn't a king, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar, why do you have to have someone outside of himself? Wouldn't it be embarrassing as a king to get something outside of you, to have something done, you know, when you're king? Hello. Well, no, because everyone needs someone outside of them. Because in the three-dimensional world we live in, here in this universe, we have what we call the heights, the depths, and the widths. Okay, so we've heard the word height, we've heard the word the breadth, the width. We've heard these terms before. These are the three-dimensional realms in which we live in within this universe. So when we perceive, when we get something from God, okay, from Spirit, first and foremost, when I get something from God, or you do for myself, I'm going to automatically put in my perception. Now, many of you have heard me talk about perception for years, because perception is something that Christians unfortunately do not talk about, but yet they are blinded to the fact, many of them are, not all of us, but many of us are blinded to the reality that we have a perception, which means we do perceive things through the lenses of ourselves. And it doesn't make it evil, wrong, bad. It just means it's not giving you the treatment you need. You're not honoring the vision or the dream you've had by actually trying to bring it unto yourself to be able to do this. Now, once again, when we say this, don't take this wrong way, because I always say, or I don't want to contradict myself, in the sense of always realizing that you and I have the ability to do anything. There's nothing outside of ourselves we need that makes us complete and whole. There's nothing outside of us that we need that would actually add to anything that we're receiving, right? However, we might be receiving the fullness of a dream, or the fullness of a vision, or the fullness of the reality, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But we also have to remember, we might get the fullness of it, but it doesn't mean you know how to translate it. It doesn't mean you know how to interpret the fullness of what you have. And so, do you have the fullness of God inside of you? Do you have the fullness of the kingdom inside of you? Do you have the fullness of the universe inside of you? Absolutely you do. However, the way that God set it up in His Word is that every joint supplies, which means you might have the fullness of everything within you, but it doesn't mean you know how to properly discern in the sense of interpreting exactly what that fullness is wanting to say to you. And I want to sort of always reiterate that to people so people understand what it means when I say there's nothing you need outside of yourself. Okay? Because you have the fullness in you. You are the fullness of yourself. You are the fullness of your identity. And so that's all true. But you can't expect to understand and interpret or translate that fullness that you have. So that's the greatest power of the kingdom, is knowing that we are in need of knowing that we have joints outside of ourselves. It's like when someone sits inside of a house, for example, they're going to only perceive exactly what's in the house. When someone is outside of the house looking through the window, they will get even a view that the person inside the house about their own existence, their own reality, their own atmosphere can't get. Or they'll get something that, yeah, that person inside can't get. And so that means that when we look at our lives, it's important to always hear, you know, an outside scoop. It's always important to hear someone from the outside of who you are, because sometimes people can perceive things not based on their own perception about someone else. Because when we try to perceive things about ourselves and we internalize things, it's always going to be heavy judgment against myself. I'm not worthy enough. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too tall. I'm too short. I hate my voice. You know, I've messed up before, so why would I do it again? I've tried this before. I could, you know, what if I messed up? Because that's just the nature of humanity, is we will always internalize something about ourselves in a more of a judgmental, harsh way, and look at it through the eyes of ourselves, of limitation, versus when I'm looking for someone else's dream to interpret or someone else outside of me, I'm going to get a lot more clarity from God, only because of the fact that when it goes through you, you have this evil thing that we call mindset. And all of a sudden, those mindsets have locked every single negative, horrible, destructive, failures, downfalls, lies, cheating, manipulating, everything you've ever done. It sits in the mindset that says, hey, try to filter through this, I dare you. And that's just how it is with every one of us. And that's why we even hear the idea of casting down vain imaginations, getting the mind of Christ. Well, no wonder why. Because the mind is the most powerful thing in this universe. So no wonder why we need to on it, obey it, but also understand its own negative energy. And also understand its own negative evil power. That we have set into motions about ourselves, and we've received from the people that actually tell us what we feel like is the truth now, because if Jane said it about me, it's got to be true. She never lies. You with me? Well, Jane also is going to be probably telling you something out of her own hurt, her own woundedness, her own victim mentality, and so you took something that was not a truth into your reality and made it a truth, and so you turn around, you're like, well, I can never do this. Well, who told you can't do this? Well, I don't know. I'll tell you what it was. Jane years ago told you you couldn't do this. You were horrible at this. And you received it as a truth, when really it was just an answer out of an opinion. That's all it was. And so look at your reality. Realize we live in a three-dimensional world. So when I receive something from Spirit for myself, I have to go through a three-dimensional reality. And I'm going to be able to interpret that within myself of a prophetic word, a dream, a vision, whatever. I'm going to interpret that out of myself to begin to say, well, what is the width of it? What is the height of it? What is the depth of it? Well, hold on a minute, you know? Where are the colors in this thing? And all of these, height, width, depth, and colors and numbers, all of this is also being filtered through my perception and through this, this three-dimensional world. And so I'm going to look at that, and automatically I'm going to put a limitation to it, not realizing I am, because that's how the mindset of the flesh works. Okay, so when we see that, we have to realize, because of that reality in a three-dimensional world, through our seeing ability, we've got to fight through that. And people outside of ourselves can do a tremendous job being outside of the house, looking inside into the window to get a greater view that you cannot see about yourself. Think of it this way. Think of the simplistic way of when you're walking. Can you honestly see your back? Have you ever truly felt your back? In the sense of facing your back? No, you can't. There's no humanly possible unless you cut off your head and was able to pull it back and look at your back. Everyone said gross, that's nasty. But you know what? It's not possible. And so from that, God made it that way. It doesn't mean he says, hey, I'm going to make you have blind spots. But those blind spots are where we act by faith, where we operate in the realm of faith, not going by what we see or feel. Because the truth is, I can't see my back. So I have no choice but operate by faith that it's okay, that I have a back there, you know? And so when you think about that, you realize that we have to have other people to see our back. When people say, hey, I got your back on this situation, what do you think they're saying? Because you can't see your back. So I got your back. I see the blind spots you can't see. Because your blind spots are not my blind spots. I can see straight through your blind spots. Because your blind spot of your back, you can't see. No biggie. I'm standing behind you. I've got you covered. I can see things you can't see. So does every joint supply? Absolutely. It's a dire of great need. It's a necessity. It's a dire need that we have people in our lives. And so when we realize the three-dimensional world we live in, receive prophetic words, receive dreams, receive something from God, why do we need a professional to begin to help us in the spirit? Good question. Because they see things you can't see about yourself. And so when you look at your own life, you have to remember it's filtered through three-dimensional ways of this universe. It's going to go through how you even judge those things. Well, if it's too big, if something in my dream is too wide, in other words, you're too wide in the dream, but I'm going to measure by that link, because that's going to overwhelm me sometimes, because my perception is I can't handle a big, larger crowd of people, or I don't like to be in a huge room. No, for me, I do. I'm a huge people person. You know, put me before thousands of people, I'm on fire. I'm like energy flowing through me in my veins like crazy. Other people freak out, get overwhelmed, can't stand it, can't handle it, stress me out. I got to leave. I got to be in a room with just one or two people or by myself, right? And so your perception is playing a rule in that same dream, in that reality of, oh, the man, this is too wide. This room, my dream, is too wide. I get overwhelmed and stressed out, you know? So what do you need? You need someone outside of yourself, of what you've judged it to be, because you have a depth and a heightened and or a width, warped reality, because maybe of a hurt, pain, woundedness, or maybe you're stressed or you're overwhelmed, whatever, by it. So you get somebody to help you, right? And so another person outside of yourself won't judge that, because they don't have that issue. And plus, think about it, it's so easy to see things about other people sometimes and speak more clearly than it is about our own selves, because when I look in the mirror, it's just human nature to want to say, oh man, there's bags underneath my eyes. Man, I wish my skin was clearer. Man, I can't believe I lost my hair. And so automatically, all these judgments against myself are building up in mindsets of what we call the flesh, many people say, the mindsets. And so when I get something in a dream, don't think for a moment these things do not play out in the dream, because they will. And when I get people who say in life coaching sessions, oh man, I can tell you what God showed me, I know every bit of it, I'm like, really? Wow, you're better than anyone on earth. You're even better than Jesus. Because even Jesus even admitted the fact, I only do what I see my Father do and what He says. So you're even better than Jesus. So wow, congratulations, man. Wow, I'm going to start worshiping you. I know the sarcasm here, but I'm just having fun with you guys. And so do you understand what I'm saying? So no one can ever say, I know God completely. I know the fullness of my life. I know the fullness of what my things that I'm getting in my life mean. Blah, blah, blah. Because you don't. If you are better than Daniel. You're better than Jesus. You're better than King Nebuchadnezzar. You're better than anyone on this planet. And even the Holy Spirit is sent from the Father. Do you not think the Holy Spirit even does like Jesus does? I only do and see what I'm commanded and sent to do. So everybody needs somebody. I mean, let's not being disrespectful, but you know, God is probably looking at Jesus when He walked the earth and say, don't worry about it, son. I got your back. Because I know you're not capable of seeing that. Because Jesus was half God, half human, right? And so when you see that, you realize everybody needed somebody to watch your back. Everyone needs somebody to help translate, interpret, see things through their own spiritual gifting through to other people. So this is going to help you out. So I would want to highly encourage each one of you to go right now and purchase. Purchase the book Seers and the workbook Seers, because they're a combo. You can't buy one without the other on the website of identitynetwork.net. And I want you guys to dive into this. It's so packed full of revelational things to jumpstart your own seeing ability, to realize how to see and how you're going to see and how you've got to train yourself to see by what lenses, and it'll help you to realize what do I need outside of me versus what do I already have through the seeing ability that is here to empower me. These are the realities of a seeing ability. So I want to really, really, really pour in each one of you through the book and the workbook, and I encourage each one of you, go to the website, identitynetwork.net, and when you do, put in the book Seers. In fact, there might be a banner on the homepage. Of course, some of you might be listening to this a couple years later in history, as opposed to this week or this day. So no problem. If that's you, when you get to the website of identitynetwork.net, just put in at the very top, put Seers, and it'll pull it up. You might have to scroll through several of them, or if you want to, in fact, what you could do to get it exactly to where it pulls up just my book and workbook, put in these words right here, the eyes of the kingdom. Just put in the eyes of the kingdom. Okay, when you put in the eyes of the kingdom, automatically puts the search button, it'll pull it up automatically. And if you order the book and the workbook, no matter if it's this time frame or a year from now or 2 years from now, I'll be more than happy to autograph these books for you. And we'll ship them out to you when I give them to my staff after I autograph them. But I really could say this as well. You can download the book and the workbook right now and get them within minutes to start on them. But the seeing ability is something you've got to release within yourself. The seeing ability in the spirit realm is so highly important for each one of you to be able to understand. So get this book and workbook today. Once again, it's called Seers, The Eyes of the Kingdom. So get it today, download it, and I know it'll bless you. So thank you again, as always, for joining us today on this podcast. I'm always delighted and thrilled that each one of you decided to join up with us and get on the wagon of these podcasts. I know they'll bless you. So have a blessed day, and always, as always, don't forget to realize that today you have the potential and the power to create your day of how you want it to be. So go and get the paintbrush and paint your existence today. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.